First of all, good morning to everyone, amen. How many know the Lord is good?
Amen.
And he's worthy to be praised, amen. I'm going to miss you, amen. But I like to come to Conway. I like to invite myself to different places. Most preachers are afraid to do this, but I love to play golf, and I go to Myrtle Beach, so I'm going to stop in, amen. I am blessed. First of all, I want to honor God. I don't want to get carried away. I don't want to take too much of your time, so give me 30 minutes and I'm going to get out of the way. What I had to say was speaking. Let me tell you how good God is. If you say yes to God when there's a storm in the midst and you want to be part of the solution, God will answer the prayers and you don't even have to do anything. Amen. Let me tell you why I know what I'm talking about. Thursday night we were on the prayer line, amen, and we were praying for my son-in-law that was in a bad accident up in Columbus, Ohio. Amen. Say son-in-law. Amen. You can't mess that up. We were praying for my son-in-law. And he's doing well. And as a matter of fact, he's preaching this morning at his church. But in the course of the prayer, Reverend Durgs, my assistant, pastor, she heard something that my brother was in an accident. Now, son-in-law and my brother is two different things. How many of y'all know that? Amen. So she called me the next day and said, Pastor, I heard about your brother was in an accident. I said, no, that was my son-in-law. And the fact that she heard that, let me tell you how good God is. I said, let me pick up the phone and call my brother. My brother lives in Leesburg, Virginia. All right. I called my brother, got him on my cell phone. Guess where he was at? Out in California. And he was in the hospital for 2 days. But the point is, the fact that she heard the voice of God. God was praying for my brother out in California. And now he's back in Leesburg doing well. Amen. So give him some praise. Amen. Amen. Kevin, I do want to invite you to come and sing however you want to. First Sunday in September at 3 o'clock. We're going to have food. And I'll make it formal for you. I want you to come and sing. For our homecoming. I've been saying I want to get you up. You can come dressed just the way you are. Amen. Amen. Don't put no tie on. Amen. You'll outdress me. Amen. Amen. And I want to invite all of y'all to come. We're going to have food. Amen. Be my guests. Amen. All you can sit with me. I don't have one seat, so we'll be sitting all tight. Amen. Say sitting all tight. Amen. There is a word. I'm going to preach from Psalms 100. Amen. Psalms 100. I'm gonna hurry a little bit. The music just blessed me. Amen. That's some good music. Especially that one song. How many of y'all love that one song? I love the Lord. Amen. Wow. That is just right on time. Psalms 100. Amen. Psalms 100. The way things are going in our nation and all over the world, we need to pause and really give God some thanks. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Psalms 100. Make a joyful shout. Verse 1. To the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. A lot of people don't want to recognize him. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Listen, and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, wise and eternal God, we thank you, God, for this day, for we recognize that you are sovereign and you are in charge of everything that we do. We pray your blessings upon this word, for your word is blessed. Oh God, we ask you to move this thy servant out of the way, oh God, but use my voice to speak the oracles, oh God. Let it be seasoned with salt and grace, and let it have power in it. God, we invoke the Holy Spirit now to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. Psalm 100. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Grab a hold of somebody if you will, or just holler across the chair, say, be thankful. Come on, y'all got to say it like you mean it, amen. We in church, be thankful. That's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. A little bit better. Be thankful. So many times, God is blessing us over and over again. And we don't pause to be thankful. Even that old bad husband that you got, you ought to be thankful for him because he belongs to you. Come on, somebody. That wife is just not perfect, but she's yours. Amen. The children, amen. Come on. Y'all see, I think right now, y'all gonna be tough. I'm gonna have to move some mountains in here. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's okay. I come to preach. Amen. I'm trying to take my time. I'm trying to be sophisticated. Amen. But be thankful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Even when we come to this place, we should have a shout on our hearts, amen. Praise and in our lips to thank you, God, for a place to come and to fellowship with the believers, amen. To glean from God's word, amen. To glean from the saints of God. Because God is sovereign in his presence, amen. Everywhere I feel God, amen. When I was driving in here, I could feel the breeze in the wilderness. I said, God, you're in the midst. That's why I know he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In spite of what the devil tried to push us around and push us back, God has ordained this ministry to be here in this place. Amen. I've been coming this way for 25 years. When I didn't have anywhere else to preach, I was able to come here and to preach. Amen. How many, God will put you in a place to teach you. Amen. In this serious times. Amen. We're all going through something, but be thankful. Amen. Giving thanks unto his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. It's a process that God said, if you get into my presence, amen, you come with a purpose in your heart to thank me, amen. And when you come and you get into my presence, oh, hallelujah, exalt what? His name, amen. How many of you know his name is above every name? In his name is power, in his name is excellence, in his name is provision, amen. You ought to say amen, amen. The God we have is complete in everything that we need, amen. God does not need us, we need what? Ah, come on, help me out here. His gates, amen. Praise, be thankful to him and bless his name. So be thankful, amen. Be thankful. I'm not talking about just out there in the blue. Be thankful on purpose. There's three things that I want to share with you that God requires of us. He wants us to know him. Amen. That's number one. To know him, say to know him. Hallelujah. He wants us to love him. I'm going to move you out of the way here in a minute. And he wants us to serve him. Amen. I found in those three statements, you didn't find yourself in hell. Amen. But when you find you get on God's page, he will bless you, amen. You will get an overflow. His gates is the doorway to his presence, his promise, his power and provision, and your potential in the Lord. Oh, y'all better get that, amen. I got that straight from the Lord. I'm not that smart of a preacher, but I'm obedient, amen. Say, I'm obedient, amen. Listen to what it says. His gates is the doorway to his presence, his promises, his power, his provision, and your potential in the Lord. Amen. That's that way you know, amen, when you're being thankful to God, you know you're in what? His will. Amen. And when you get in his will, there isn't anything that he will not do for you. Amen. I have a lot here, but I'm going to have to run on. Amen. So, remind yourself, thanksgiving must be a spoken word of gratitude. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. I see that right now. Might as well go and have some fun and have church in here. You're gonna have to learn how to open up your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. And even in Walmart, amen. Even when you're driving, listen to me. My son-in-law started out today on purpose to accomplish a mission, amen. But if he was not a person of prayer, amen, I pray for him every morning, him and my daughter that's in Columbus and my little granddaughter, amen. Matter of fact, since I hadn't been here, I got a granddaughter now, amen. How many of God is good? Look. The prayer changes thing. I had a granddaughter that was over in South Korea with all the turmoil, but she's back home in Atlanta right now. Huh? Come on, be thankful. Amen. Amen. Can I pause right here? If he hasn't done anything good for you, be thankful for me, amen. Come on. Say, be thankful for me, amen. If he hasn't done anything good for you, he has been good to me, amen. Hallelujah. I'll take off and dance right now because he's been good, amen. Remind yourself. Speak up for yourself. He's been good to you. You don't have to look in your neighbor's house. Come on, somebody. I see I'm pushing y'all. Y'all kind of quiet, amen. I know y'all sophisticated, amen. Gratitude, blessed attitude, blessed atmosphere, reaching beyond yourself, amen. How many of you just know how to reach beyond yourself? When everybody else want to give up on you, you find out, I'm going to have to do some praying, amen. Come on, somebody. God will put us in the place. He will put us in the 11th hour if we are asleep at the wheel. Sometimes as pastors, we go to sleep because we think, cause we got a plan, we got strategy, we got this, and we got going. There's a whole bunch of stumbling blocks, amen. Come on. But we got to continue. I pray more than I preach. Oh, y'all better stop. I pray more than I preach. And in my prayer, I am thankful at all times to just to be in the land of the living. How many have you ever thanked God for your salvation?
Yes. All the time.
Always.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, now is the day to say thank you, Lord, for being saved. Amen. Come on. How many of you know everybody in the world is not saved? Amen.
Amen.
Have you been thankful that he allowed you to hear? Come on, somebody. To allow you to speak, allow you to walk, to allow you to talk, to allow you to eat. Hey, come on. Huh? Be thankful for the small things. Amen. Remind yourself. Amen. Bless the atmosphere wherever you go. Amen. How many of you know that you're an agent of change?
Yeah.
They said it earlier. You are an ambassador. Huh? Oh, you know what? The United States is standing right now because of your prayers. They don't know how to pray. The school is crazy. They don't know how to pray, but you know how to pray. Say, neighbor, let's keep doing what we're doing. Come on. Say, neighbor, let's keep doing what we're doing. Amen. You are an agent of change. You're an ambassador, and you're just not a mere ambassador. I'm going to say that again. You are an ambassador with power from the eternal God that nobody can move. come on, say nobody can move him, amen. Oh, they can push us around every now and then. And even then, when they start pushing us around, amen, the system tried to push you around, amen. How many of you know God will create a new system for you, amen? As long as you learn how to speak out and speak up, amen. So God, I'm thankful for the small things. Remind yourself that it's he who had bought us. He has paid and redeemed us. Am I preaching good in here?
Yes.
Or y'all just happy just to be out socializing? I know y'all ain't out here socializing this time of morning. I know I'm not, amen. I come all the way from Richmond this morning. His course. Many areas of our life to praise God for his presence, the manifestation of anointing, amen. Tell him I am anointed. Tell the devil that you're anointed. Tell your co-worker that you're anointed. Tell anybody that wants to hear that I'm anointed, amen. I am blessed of the Lord. Come on. Tell somebody, amen. Tell cancer I'm anointed, amen. You might have it, but it don't have you. Come on, somebody. Help me, Jesus, amen. How many of you know there isn't anything too hard for God, amen. Be thankful. And the more you've been thankful, the more power God moves. Did y'all read those scriptures? Huh?
Yes.
The 28th chapter of Matthew, did you hear?
Yes.
Did you see the 16th chapter of Mark, did y'all hear?
Yes.
You got power. Oh, I feel like I'm drunk, but I ain't no drink. I've been delivered from alcohol, amen. So I say I've been delivered, amen. And I don't mind telling you I've been delivered from alcohol. I ain't like most lying preachers. I've been delivered from alcohol as soon as I get in my car, I'll take a drink. Come on, somebody. I have been delivered in a whole other things, amen. Where man got, and I never had any counseling, amen. I was in the army for 20 years and I drank for 20 years. And I got saved at the very last. I said, God, I could have got a promotion if I was sober. Come on, somebody. Come on, help me out here, somebody. I could have went higher up the
grace if I was sober for one day. But God saved me in the 11th hour, amen, and I've been saved, hallelujah. And that's why I'm so thankful, amen. I got a little bit of Pentecostal in my Baptist body, amen. Is that all right? I said, is that all right, amen? Bless his name, amen. Psalms 89. And God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, amen. To be held in reverence by all those around him. One of the things I found out, even church folk do not know how that Psalms 89 and 7, you can go back and read it, amen. We need to reverence God, amen, more and more and more. Even the church house, they come late and they leave early. That doesn't make sense to me, amen. You got to come with a purpose. Say, God, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from you today, amen. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to stay there while the preacher's gone, amen, while the deacon stay out there on the parking lot for a minute. Say, God, I want to hear from you, amen. His name, reverence him. Psalms 81, Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, amen. How excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. Psalms 108. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. How many know God is truth? Amen. Our colleagues have got a thing which you probably might not be aware of. They teach our children about critical thinking. Every university in this nation, and in whether you don't understand that or not, amen, even our Christian universities try to teach our children about critical thinking. Critical thinking is trying to find another truth. But Jesus said, I am the way. I'm almost there. The truth. And the light, amen. There's none like him. And he will not change, amen. All the theologians can change. They can do this and they can do that. All the preachers can change. But God said, I change not, amen. I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. How many are glad about that? I'm all ready to close here, amen. I'm glad to thank him today, amen. For he's been good, amen. Thank him, amen. Talk to God, amen. Thank you, amen. The T said, talk to God in prayer, amen. The H is to say, help someone along life way, amen. The A, advance the kingdom of God, amen. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, I am on a mission, amen. I'm not on my own mission, but I want to advance the kingdom of God. Wilderness has touched lives over and over and over again. Let me prophesy to you, you will continue to touch lives as long as Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, amen. Advance the kingdom. In a new thing, sometimes we have to change our way on how we deploy the word of God. I found out, I was just talking to a preacher yesterday, I said, our whole purpose is to get the Bible out into the marketplace, out into the people of God. God don't want our agenda, he wants his word, amen, into his people. Matter of fact, he wants his word into his preachers, amen. If we get his word, that's who he is, and if we got his word, that will his character will be like our character will be like you, and we will be in sync with God, amen. Say, I want to be in sync, amen. K is to keep your mind stayed on him, amen. Y in you is yes, obey, and unity, amen. I'm getting ready to close. In closing, I just want to say to you, amen, in Thessalonians 5:16-24, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16-24. Pray without ceasing. For everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Test all things. Hold fast that is good. I like that particular scripture because there's a lot of preachers who will give you all kinds of dogma, amen? Trying to do this and trying to do that, amen? But God said, check it, prove it, and hold fast that which is good, amen? Even a bad preacher, you should be able to get something good out of it, amen? Come on. As bad as I am, there should have been something good that was said, amen? Test all things. Hold fast that is good. Do not despise prophecy. Abstain from the evil not made. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may you be whole, spirit, soul, body, and preserve blameless at the coming of your Lord Jesus. He who called you is faithful. Amen. So God is faithful. Amen. Can I take 2 minutes of your time? I'll come a long ways. I might want to do it anyhow. And just to praise him and to thank him. Amen. How many of you know, I look pretty good, though. Amen. I got a little gray hair. How many of you know, can you guess my age? Am I 41? I'm 69 years old. I will be 70. I'm able to see sometimes without my glasses. Amen. But this is what blesses my heart all the time. I'm so thankful to God, amen. I damn it, listen, they always calling me about getting my ears. I said, look, I am saved and anointed by the power of God, amen. Before they get off the phone. And I said, I can hear and I can hear well, amen. I don't have a hearing aid, amen. Come on. Because God has been what? Good to me, amen. And he's been good to you. So everybody should what? Give him thanks, amen, for all the good that he's been to you. And even the valley experiences that you have, you got to learn how to praise God. Amen? Amen. 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 I'm through, Kevin.
You're through.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
I got another sermon.
Thank you, brother.
You be funny with it.
We're going to dismiss in a moment, and I hope our hearts are clear, and I'm pretty sure they are, but just in case you've never received Jesus as your Savior, in the right-hand side of your bulletin is the plan of salvation, or any one of us will be glad to pray with you after the service. What? Can't hear me.
Oh, boy. All right, how's that?
There you go.
I also think it's wonderful how Becky and I talk about this a lot. I never swap notes with a pastor before they preach. But Becky and I have always found it interesting how certain songs and certain scriptures that the Lord puts on my heart, it goes right along with what the pastor's preaching. And God's great for that. Amen. All right. We're going to dismiss in a moment. I had to wait till the end to do this because I was threatened that if I did anything too special or too big for Dick and Judy, that they'd run out of the door here and leave the service here. So it's not going to be that big, I promise. All the wise workers, you know you're special, but and I hope you never leave us. But if you do, you'll get the same speech. But Dick and Judy, Becky and I call them our number one crack fillers. If you don't know what a crack filler is, anything, and I mean anything, that Wise Ministries has asked these two to do, they do it willingly. I don't say this in a bad way. Dick didn't know the first thing about that PA system before he sat down at it years ago, but we had no one else, and Dick said, I'll do it. They've done every, and they're mostly behind-the-scenes workers. They don't like to be, you know, attention put on them like I'm doing right now, but please bear with me because I have a song for you here if I can get through it. But, Claude, would you mind grabbing me a water real quick? I'm sorry. Sorry to bug you, brother. Over the course of their whole time in ministry, and I'm sure they've got a lot more ministering to do down in South Carolina, they have a wonderful home church they're going back to. And when we go down in February, Becky and I visit their church with them, and it's a wonderful church, and they're very involved in it. But even up until this point, anything this church has asked them to do, or the church down in Nominee, they usually leave in Northern Neck, and from Sunday school to behind the scenes, anything you ask these two to do, they do it. But most importantly to me, and I'm talking when I say anything, when we were in the gym, we had to wait till 11 o'clock to set up on Saturday night. And a lot of times, if the gym had a function like a dance or whatever, karaoke, whatever they had going on in the gym, that was a lot of Saturday nights at midnight. a lot of Dick and Judy and a lot of folks in this building were down there on Saturday nights helping to set up. And I'm talking about that's when we had to set out all the chairs, put books on all the chairs, and all the above. So, folks, to say thank you is not enough, but we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're going to miss you. More importantly, I'm not the one that's supposed to crack up here, but I lost my parents. I wasn't all that old when I lost both my parents and these two. And many others, Barbara, and all you got. You're like another set of parents to me, and thank you. The song I'm about to do for you two is also fits anybody in this room, the pastor, anybody. You don't know whose lives you're touching. I don't know who the gentleman was, but we had a young man come down. I don't know if he preached down here or just came to visit, but some young adult came down and sang the praises of when Dick was his Sunday school teacher as a little boy. But folks, when we all get to heaven, that's what I'm saying. Like Brother said, when you're out in Walmart, give God thanks. Be nice to somebody. Open a door, say hello, whatever. God, you don't know how God will use that. When one day when we all get to heaven, and Dick and Judy, when you get to heaven, God's going to show you the lives that you touched. And this song, if I can get through it, simply says thank you. And of all times not to have a soundtrack to help me. I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing and someone called your name. We turned and saw a young man and he was smiling as he came, and he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. Unnoticed on this earth, in heaven, now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes As Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord, he said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. If you know it, sing it with me. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Amen. Thank you, folks. We're going to...